In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let the one who hears say, Come, and let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. For some reason, weddings have been on my mind lately. And it is not a wedding time of year, at least for most people. Weddings are for spring and summer, not for the fall of the year. But that is not true for the church. The church is interested in brides and bridegrooms during the gloomy, dark days of November and December. For centuries, the gospel reading for the last Sunday of the church year was the parable of the 10 virgins. As they waited for the arrival of the bridegroom for the final wedding feast. And the great hymn for that Sunday was Wachet auf. Wake, awake, for night is flying. And the church sings, with bridal care and faith's bold prayer, to meet the bridegroom come, prepare. When Philip Nicolai wrote this hymn as a pastor, he was burying dozens of people every day in the churchyard next to his parsonage. Over 1,000 people perished during an epidemic concerning a 7-month period from June to January 1557 to 1558. Nicolai's horizon was heaven, and he wrote this hymn when the only thing on his mind was death, eternal life, and the coming of the bridegroom to take home his bride, the church. His hymn was a pastoral response to this unimaginable tragedy. Nicolai's hymn is his embodied faith in the face of the horror of death upon death. Faith that God is good and gracious. Faith that is prepared to receive him when he comes again as our bridegroom, ready to take home his bride. And Philip Nicolai was given this faith during these darkest of days. He writes that he found himself engaged, and these are his words, the contemplation of the noble, sublime doctrine of eternal life obtained through the blood of Christ. This I allowed to dwell in my heart day and night, and search the scriptures for what they revealed on this matter. And his search landed him in the church's lectionary at the end of the church year to the parable of the 10 virgins. His interpretation of that parable in Wachet auf shows us how scripture, lectionary, and hymn come together to give us the most sublime understanding of the mercy and grace of God we receive now through Christ the bridegroom, who is coming again to take us home to his eternal wedding hall. But Nicolai may also have had in mind the final chapters of Revelation that focus on the church, Christ's bride. John's vision is of a new heaven and a new earth, and the holy city, he says, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And later on, John calls the bride the wife of the Lamb. It is this Lamb who comes for thirsty souls, whose throats ache from the pain of their own sin and shame, who have been struck down by their own brokenness, and yearn for that water of life. Water that, for them, is without price. But there was a price. Not for you, hearers of the word, and thirsty souls whom the Spirit has made Christ's bride through the waters of your own baptism. But there was a price for the Lamb, the bridegroom. The tree of life that John talks about in this final chapter of Scripture, a tree that brings healing to the nations, is only possible because there was another tree, a bloody one. It is on this tree that the bride's story finds its resolution, a resolution that the faint of heart and the squeamish find hard to bear. It is a violent and a bloody resolution where the bridegroom gives up his life for his bride because she has fallen into the swamp of sin. And despite this dark and murderous act of humanity's crucifixion of the Son of God, we now call this bridegroom's holy cross the tree of life. But there is more. The crucified Lamb of the bride rises from the dead on the third day, and he shows us those glorious scars. There in his resurrected body, we see the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. There in his resurrected body, we see ourselves. That's right, we see ourselves. Jesus is in us, and we are in him. Heaven and earth are brought together in Jesus and in us, bridegroom and his bride. Now, how can this be? Because our filthy, murderous, lying bodies have been washed clean by his blood, washed in holy baptism, so that we may now join those wise virgins with their lamps trimmed with oil and enter this holy space as sinners ready to sit at the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end, and then here in this place receive his holy gifts. Remember what Jesus said, "Where I am, they also will be." And Jesus is here, bridegroom with his bride, here in his word, here in his sacraments, here in you. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who is thirsty come. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.